ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. FAA investigators are headed to the Toronto airport hours after a Delta flight from Minneapolis crashed and flipped over upside down, losing a wing. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Both American and Canadian authorities will investigate, try to figure out what happened. We know that there was snow, there was wind, there was a chill in the air, but we don't know whether any of that was a factor.
All 80 aboard survived, 15 taken to the hospital. A federal judge is expected to rule within a day after expressing skepticism about a request by states to block Elon Musk's government efficiency office from accessing sensitive databases and firing employees. Israeli army troops will stay temporarily deployed at 5 locations in southern Lebanon, past tomorrow's deadline to withdraw under the U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement, that from an Israeli security official, to ABC News. Lebanon's prime minister says to Israel, no, you gotta go, and without delay. This is ABC News. Pope Francis is reported in stable condition at a Rome hospital, but docs say his bronchitis infection is unfortunately also stable, not cured, but he has no fever and is resting. This is his third day as an inpatient. ABC's James Longman at the Vatican.
It seems like he's not dealing with only one infection. It could be different types of infection. Good news is they know what they are and they're dealing with them.
The Pope's 88. An annual Martin Luther King Day holiday event postponed by the Southern California wildfires has been held today, the 40th annual Kingdom Day Parade in Los Angeles. ABC's Josh Haskell spoke to L.A. County Fire Captain Corey Lombard.
You were in the Palisades fire. How are you feeling? I got to admit this, I got to imagine this must be a little bit of a break for all the hard work you've been doing.
Yeah, it was a tough 6 weeks, but we're just happy to be here today to spend time with the community celebrating Dr. King, his vision, his dream.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
There is a cold weather advisory from 9 this evening until 10 tomorrow morning. Wind chills are as low as 25 to 35 below are expected. Clear and cold tonight with 30 below wind chills, low 13 below, winds northwest 10 to 20. Still blustery and some sun tomorrow, wind chills around 10 below with a high of 9, winds northwest 10 to 15. frigid tomorrow night. It will feel as cold as 20 below with a low of 7 below. Still chilly on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 11. And looking ahead to Thursday, looks better, partly sunny and pleasantly warm with a high of 21. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 2 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 10 below. And our current actual temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 5 below. And because of the expected cold weather tomorrow morning, a couple school districts have already called in with two-hour delays for tomorrow. Those districts include Lafarge and Kickapoo. So Lafarge School District and Kickapoo School District both have two-hour delays for Tuesday.
100.9 WRCO.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, a chaw in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my dad. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands. This is my dirt.
The night's as clear as it's been
desert sky. But it's hard to see stars with these tears in my eyes. Yeah, it's hard not to cry. There's 26 reasons why. There's broken hearts that'll never beat the same. Shattered lives still reeling from the pain of plans and dreams now gone. Oh, how do you move on? But I believe there's someone who's looking after me, someone beside me. It's hard to conceive something you can't see, but I believe, I believe. There's 26 angels looking down from above, resting in His mercy, grace, and love. Time may never heal the sadness that we feel, but I believe someone who's looking after me, someone beside me night and day to light the way. It's hard to conceive something you can't see, but I believe.
Yeah.
That was Emerson Drive with Fall Into Me on Country and Community. Time is 6:16 right now, and our temperature is 5 below 0 right now. The winds aren't really high. They've been around 3 and 5 lately. So it's about 3 miles per hour right now, so it's creating a wind chill of 13 below. So hard to believe that 3 mile per hour winds could create temperatures that cold. And I am Tim Thied, and I will be bringing you music up until 7:15, and then after that we'll have high school basketball action, Boscobel at Richland Center. Phil and he will be making the call, and 7:15 is the estimated pregame time. So be nice. Phil doesn't have to drive very far tonight, but it's still cold. I don't care how far you drive. You get out to that car, it's pretty cool. But here's what I was looking at. Despite the cold weather, it's always nice to think positive, because I was looking at our temperatures and it looks like it's going to keep going up gradually as the week goes on. And as we go through the weekend, it's supposed to be up 32 for a high on Saturday and a 40 for a high on Sunday. It's going to be like a heat wave, so you have to break out the flip-flops and the shorts and stuff. But you don't want to wear them tonight because we are under that cold weather advisory that's supposed to start at 9 this evening, and it will continue until 10 tomorrow morning. And we may have another advisory, but with the temperatures going up, there may not be there, but it's still going to be cold. So if you have to go anywhere, be careful where you're going. Take an emergency kit along with you just in case your car stalls or if you go off the roadway. And also, if you don't have to go anywhere, the best bet is to stay home. And be sure to check on your neighbors or those who may be disabled or the elderly, especially your family, too. If you have somebody that's in your family that's elderly and aren't, you know, and you're worried that they may not have any heat, best is to check on them. That way you can get into someplace that is warm. And also make sure your pets are kept nice and warm, too, during this cold weather. So if you end up not having any heat, if your electricity goes out or if your furnace quits or you need to stay warm, there are some warming centers that are open throughout the area at certain times. So I'm going to have a rundown of the warming centers that are available. And these are the following. Richland County warming centers have been identified by Richland County Public Health in partnership with Richland County Emergency Management. The Brewer Public Library in Richland Center is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, and then from 9 to 5 on Fridays, and then actually, I go back on that again. 9 to 6, Monday through Thursday for the Brewer Public Library. Fridays from 9 to 5, and then Saturdays from 10 to 2. The Woodman Community Senior Center in Richland Center hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. The Village of Biola office hours are 8:30 to 4:30. The Biola Public Library hours are Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9:30 to 12:30 and from 1 to 5, and also Wednesdays and Fridays from 2 to 7 and Saturdays from 9:30 to 12:30. The Lone Rock Community Library hours are Tuesday from 11 to 5, Wednesdays and Fridays from 11 to 4:30, and Thursdays from noon to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. So those are the hours that those warming centers are open. You can find a full list of warming centers by visiting the Richland County website at co.richland.wi.us for more information and location of warming shelter locations. Otherwise, maybe just try to contact somebody you know. Maybe they'll let you stay there for a bit until you get warm again. But please do be careful on whatever you're doing, and please stay warm and hang in there. Hang tough. We only have maybe a couple days where it's going to be really, really bad, and then it's going to start to get really, really good, and then we'll enjoy it. Coming up next from 2019, David Lee Murphy, No Zip Code.
Dancing in a creek, and you sitting right there next to me. Long tan legs, sun shining on them. I know it's a dream, and baby, I'll
My boss even told me, yeah, go ahead, son, I can understand where you're coming from. We all wanna live out in the country, way back off an old gravel road. Pick a little spot where they can't find us. No address and no zip code.
That was Jelly Roll with I am not okay. I'm okay. Yes, I don't know there. I had to think there a second on that. Sorry, my mind drew blank there for a second. No, that was Jelly Roll with I'm Not Okay. And yeah, that's a great song by Jelly Roll right here on Country and Community WRCO 100.9. And as we said earlier, got that cold weather advisory that starts at 9 this evening and runs through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. As because wind chills could be as low as 25 below to 35 below during that time. So please stay warm. And as a result of that, we have another addition to our 2-hour delay list for tomorrow. So tomorrow, the Lafarge School District, the Kickapoo School District, and the Fenimore School District. Fenimore is our newest addition for school districts that are all starting 2 hours late tomorrow. And so 2-hour delay for tomorrow for Lafarge, Kickapoo, and Fenimore. And be sure to keep listening to WRCO. If we have any more delays or cancellations that come in, we'll be passing those along to you. You can also find a list of delays and cancellations on our website at WRCO.com and also on the WRCO Radio Facebook page.
If winter weather means you're spending more time indoors, why not make your space more inviting? Well, Macy's is here for you. Our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to refresh your entire home. 20 to 60% off. Up to 60% off new furniture, mattresses, and more. And when you come into Macy's this weekend, you can treat yourself to an extra 20% off clearance throughout the store. Whether you're in the mood to refresh your home or wardrobe, Macy's has the President's Day deals you need now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs are coming together for a great cause. Join them for a pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ithaca High School Commons. The community will gather to enjoy a delicious breakfast, a fun bounce house for kids, and an opportunity to give back. Adults can eat for just $10, students $5, preschoolers eat free. Remember, carryouts are available. Don't forget to check out the bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle. If you want to contribute, call Bill at 608-475-6870 or Joanne at 608-516-2675. Come together, enjoy a great meal, and support a wonderful cause. The Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs benefit pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12:30.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
There is a cold weather advisory from 9 p.m. through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Wind chills as low as 25 to 35 below. Clear and cold tonight with 30 below wind chills, low 13 below, winds northwest 10 to 20. Still blustery with some sun tomorrow, wind chills around 10 below, high 9, winds northwest 10 to 15. Frigid on tomorrow night, will feel as cold as 20 below with a low of 7 below. Still chilly on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 11. Partly sunny and pleasantly warmer on Thursday with a high of 21. breezy with a few clouds Friday, high 24. And looking ahead to Saturday, increasing clouds and temperatures around with a high of 32 degrees. Winds are out of the northeast right now at 3 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 13 below. And our current temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, well, that's at 5 below. And going to have a rundown of those two-hour delays for school for tomorrow. The school districts that will be having a two-hour delay tomorrow include Lafarge, Kickapoo, and Fenimore.
100.9 WRCO.
They call me Boots Good and Bobby, hometown hottie. Got a taste for all the finer things. Did you know I was a beauty queen? Been living the highlight, buying what I like. Turning on a dozen big high heels, but if it ain't, I get a real good deal.
Can bed with a ton of respect.
respect and love that said he's a cowboy. Oh, he's a cowboy. He clocks in early, works the whole day through, providing for his kin, that's what he'll do. Stays out past sunset, he gives his all. To the bone, humility and love are his cornerstone. In a world that's changing, he's standing tall. No Stetson on his head, just a baseball cap. No spurs on his boots, and he's okay with that. He's got that leather skin spirit, and you can bet, with a ton of respect and a love that said he's a cowboy. Oh, he's a cowboy. He'll come home tired with a smile so bright, to his loving family, his guiding light. He'll hug his wife and kiss his kids goodnight. Stetson on his head, just a baseball cap. No spurs on his boots, and he's okay with that. He's got that leather skin spirit, and you can bet, with a ton of respect and a love that said he's a cowboy. Oh, he's a cowboy. He's a modern day cowboy with a heart so true. In a world full of changes, he'll see it through, with love for his family and respect in tow. He's a modern day cowboy, watch him go.
Things are, but don't scare easy as long
paint a square in the middle of your arms.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
And played my mind just like a toy. You would crank and whine, baby. I would give to you word out. You left me lying in a pool of doubt, and you're still thinking you're the daddy Mac. You should've known better, but you didn't, and I can't go back. Oh, life goes on, and it's only gonna make me strong. Is a fact. Don't you get on board, say goodbye, 'cause you can't go back. And sold me out. Baby, shame on you if you fool me once. Shame on me if you fool me twice. You've been a pretty hard case to crack. I should've known better, but I didn't, and I can't go back. Oh, life goes on, and it's only gonna make me strong. It's a fact. Once you get on board, say goodbye, 'cause you can't go back.
Wants to give up. Walk on faith.
is uncertain. There is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to arise. If we walk on faith, trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble and stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in
Mike Reed with Walk on Faith on Country and Community. And right now our temperature is at 6 below 0. Winds are out of the east at 3 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 14 below. Yes, it is cold out there, folks. And like I said earlier, it looks like this is going to be the coldest night of the week. It looks like it's only going to get better from here. But for now, that could always change tomorrow, but for now, it looks like our forecast, it looks like temperatures are going to kind of gradually go up for highs and lows throughout the week. But there is that cold weather advisory from 9 this evening until 10 tomorrow morning, because we could get wind chills as low as 25 to 35 below. And our list of two-hour delays keeps on growing. And we have another one to the list. Hillsboro is added to the list. So schools that will be having a two-hour delay tomorrow is Lafarge, Kickapoo, Fenimore, and Hillsboro. And be sure to listen to WRCO, because we will keep you up to date if we get any more delays this evening. Otherwise, tomorrow morning, Phil Nee will keep you up to date on the Light in the Milk House show and throughout the morning. And then Joanne will even announce the cancellations during the news as well. So be sure to tune in to WRCO 100.9 or keep it tuned here, whichever you want to. If you're an all-nighter, stay up all night and listen. But at least in the evening, if we do get them, and we'll get them on there. And if we don't have any more before I leave for the evening, then we will have some tomorrow morning for updates for you on that. So be sure, like I say, be sure to listen and stay safe out there. Stay warm and check on those around you and make sure they're kept as safe as well too. And if you have to travel tomorrow, make sure you, or tonight I should say, into tomorrow, and even tomorrow too, it's supposed to be pretty cold, so make sure you have an emergency kit along just in case something happens so you don't freeze to death. So please stay safe, folks. Coming from 2015, or this is from 2015, Brad Paisley with Crushing It.
I sure could use an attaboy or a big old high five. I'd love to hear you're killing it, dude.
Right.
It's been a long time since I hit one out of the park or nailed it, as they say. I guess I've been in a dry spell, but that's about to change, 'cause every week has a weekend. By this time Friday,
I'll get tequila and ice, and I'll be crushing.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Something to talk about for the rest of their lives. What happened to the 80 crew and passengers aboard a Delta flight from Minneapolis landing in Toronto today? One passenger.
We just landed. Our plane crashed. It's upside down.
The plane flipped over and caught fire, yet all aboard survived. Some went to the hospital. ABC News aviation consultant Steve Gagnard.
You can see the winds. The gusts were at least over 35. Even now, they're over 50 in Toronto. There was snow on the runway. Anytime the runway is slick, they'll look at that.
A federal judge is expected to rule within a day after expressing skepticism about a request by states to block Elon Musk's government efficiency office from accessing sensitive databases and firing employees. Protests to the Musk firings. All across the nation, this outside the Capitol in Washington, others in Boston, Tampa, and elsewhere. Flood emergencies continue in Kentucky. This is ABC News. Israel says it will remain in five locations in southern Lebanon despite a Tuesday deadline for them to withdraw under a peace agreement that cut off reached in a ceasefire with Hezbollah. Egg prices are soaring as bird flu spreads, more restaurants passing the costs on to consumers.
Langer's Deli has been an institution here in L.A. since 1947. And now with the growing burden of egg prices, Langer's Deli says it has no choice but to add a 50-cent per egg surcharge onto all orders. At another famous L.A. deli, Cantor's, they've seen their bill for eggs go from paying $5,000 a month to now $23,000 a month for eggs.
Yeah, for pretty much the same product, for the same amount of eggs.
Other restaurants like Waffle House are also now adding egg surcharges to bills. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Shakira says she'll be on stage tonight in Lima, Peru. The Colombian superstar resuming her world tour after canceling last night after a stomach ailment. Chuck